Episode 2813, Let Fear Ignite You.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a marvelous week. It's Inspiration Motivation Day, and I really just want you to focus on what's possible. So many times we're focused on the negative that we forget that there really truly is positive. So look towards your light. Let fear ignite you. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, before we jump in, I just want to make note here that we've got Hurricane Ian and it is striking on Florida as we speak. And please know that we are praying for all of our brothers and sisters in Florida. God has got you. And I know sometimes it just doesn't seem that you'll make it through, but I promise you there is a rainbow on the other side. So hang in there. Please be safe. We are praying for you. And for those of you who feel led to donate, please check out all the donation possibilities that are out there. There are so many different opportunities for you to serve, even to go down in person, but make sure you know who you're giving the money to and also who you're serving with. It's very important. We want you to be safe too. So I know we're praying for all of you. God's got you. All right, let's dive in today. Endurance is built on the strength of your weaknesses. Embrace what is challenging and let fear ignite you. When has the impossible or even the possible ever stopped you? You may let your fear and facts that only you see guide your actions. We get trapped in all of that. You don't know what you don't know. And when you don't know it, all you do is you sit there and say, well, I don't know. And then you begin to let your mind wander. And let me tell you, we have an incredible mind. And our brain likes to use the imagination. And all of a sudden, we're on this magic carpet ride. And we visit all the nooks and crannies of fear. And most of what is out there, I heard this statistic earlier this week, and I was actually surprised. What we think about, what we fear most, like over 95% or 98% doesn't come true. Okay, you know, if you just look at that statistic, come on. Why are you fearing anything? Seriously. Just because you can hang out with fear and get comfortable with where you are doesn't mean you should, but we do. So I'm here to say, flip the coin. Let fear ignite you just because you can. Life may dish out inconveniences, interruptions, and inconsistencies. Look at where our Floridians are today dealing with Hurricane Ian, right? I mean, 155 mile per hour winds on the verge of being a Category 5. That's not something you mess with. No one wants to be in this position, right? But rainbows are discovered after the storm. We have to go through it to get to the other side. So instead of grabbing hold of the negative of all that stuff, grab hold of the blessings of the positive hidden within the negative. You know, the uncertainty is only what you are not willing to explore. Peace is found in the exploration. Most of us are looking for the calm before the storm. But sometimes we have to understand and realize and come to grips with the calm is after the storm. That's where peace lies. And when you go and you search for that, it takes your mind off of all the bad stuff. There are blessings. There are silver linings. Let fear ignite you. Let the passion of your doubts lead you. And I love this. Just think about the word doubts because we think of doubt as negative. And I'm putting a twist on it. If you want to let fear ignite you, then identify your dreams. Go after what you know God has placed on your heart. Those nudges that you get, pay attention to them. Be aware, be alert. Identify your obstacles. If you know that this is happening, it's a fact, then you have nothing to fear. It's when you live in the unknown, you're like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do. And the mind wanders. Don't let it wander anymore. Identify your obstacles. Also, you can identify your uniquenesses. What is it that you bring to the table? What makes you you? How do you handle life differently? If you compare yourself all the time, you're just going to be upset. Don't sit there and look side to side. Look up and then look inward. Yes, that means look towards God and look at your heart. And then be sure to identify your butts. How many butts do you use? And I'm not talking about the one you're sitting on, okay? Not the B-U-T-T-S, just the B-U-T-S. Anything we talk about, we might say, oh, I want to write a book, but if you know the butts, then guess what? You can overcome them. But if you ignore them, they strangle you. They hold you hostage. Think about that. You can take anything in your life and look at this, and you can choose to let fear ignite you and have the passion of your doubts lead you, or you can just be held hostage for the rest of your life. And a lot of people are. That's why the greatest place on earth, the most valued area in our land, is in graveyards, because that's where dreams are. And it's sad that we think of it that way, that, and I don't even know who came up with that quote. I paraphrased it. I probably actually butchered it. But you see, my focus is on you. Not necessarily a phrase that makes sense, but what you need for today to move forward. So identify your butts. Also, you got to identify your truths. You got to know what's false and what's truth. When you can look at yourself and say, you know what? Yes, I was thinking about this, but you know, really, that has nothing to do with it. I'm all over here. Then you can actually set a plan and prepare accordingly. But if you're living in question marks and you're wondering, gosh, I don't know. What happens with the unknown? Fear builds up. You become anxious, unsettled. Let fear ignite you. Let it direct you. And finally, identify your strengths. We may always look at our weaknesses, but when you can focus on your strengths, your weaknesses will have to rise up. Why? Well, because think about it, you're raising the ceiling. And when you raise the ceiling, you can also, what? Elevate the floor, because you can go higher and higher and higher. In order to step out into the bigger picture, God's plan, your fears cannot rule your days. No more fears. No more excuses, no more self-sabotage. You're done with it. Only doubts that reveal your blessings. Go out today, master today, to impact tomorrow. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.